What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
And wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time to get on board. TMG is taking off.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something... Hi, everybody! Welcome to a new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, real quick, do me a favor. Don't forget to visit, share, subscribe, and like to our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, today's episode has had my mind all up in the clouds ever since I've been reading and studying on it. So this is going to be good. And I'm so glad that you're here. And whether this is your very first time tuning in, your very first time listening to the show, let me tell you, thank you. I'm so glad that you're tuning in to TMG today. Thank you for being here. And we said, well, Travis, listen, I've been listening to the show for the 4 years that you've been streaming. Let me take this moment to let you know just how much I appreciate everything that you're doing for tuning in to this high-quality podcast show. Guys, I'm glad you're here. And whether you're listening right now in Spain or whether you're in China or whether you're in Portugal, maybe you're in Vietnam, South Africa, or maybe you happen to be in Mexico or Canada or the UK, wherever you are listening to the show, let me take this time to tell you thank you for listening to this world-renowned podcast. Guys, I'm so glad that you're here. Guys, today's episode has really, really got me up and going. As you can see, I'm a little extra today, but people say I'm always excited, so there you go. Can't really tell. But guys, I'm really excited about today's episode. I want to dive into some stuff and get it out the way. Guys, if you have been listening to this show for any amount of time, everybody knows that that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have or know someone that has an inspiring story that they'd like to tell and maybe come on a show, drop us an email at TELLMeSomething21 at gmail.com. That's TELLMeSomething21 at gmail.com. And he said, but Travis, I know someone that has an inspiring story that would be great for your audience, but I don't want to come on a show. I'm a little camera shy. That's okay. You can still drop us an email at TELLMeSomething21 at gmail.com. And listen, you can even remain anonymous if you'd like. Guys, I want to go ahead and play some information, get that out the way, so we can go ahead and dive into the show. The first thing that I want to go ahead and share, guys, is this, is I want to introduce you guys to someone that's very, very special. I want to introduce somebody to you guys real quick. Okay, this guy right here, this little guy right here, his name is Amir. Well, he is my grandson. Well, so what's so special about Amir? Everybody thinks their grandson is special. This little guy right here is one of my heroes in life. That's right. He's one of my heroes. This little guy right here, believe it or not, when you can't tell it or not, this guy right here at the age of one was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And like all kids, he likes to play. And like all kids, he likes to run around and be a child at age one. So now he's 3 years old. There he is running at the park. But all kids like to play and run. So children with type 1 diabetes, they're no different than other children who like to run and play. And the month of November is T1D or type 1 diabetes month. This is where we bring awareness and information around type 1 diabetes. Guys, you may have known it's not, but in 2022, 8.75 million people worldwide had type 1 diabetes. But get this, out of that number, 1.52 million of them were under the age of 20. That's right. Something can be done about it. Early detection. Please get your screening for that. And if you do have type 1 diabetes, please follow your doctor recommended regimen to help manage that with your insulin shot. So things like that can help, guys. So, guys, I want to go ahead and play the information by our affiliate sponsors. Guys, once I play that information by affiliate sponsors, I'm going to come back and bring on our guests. Don't go away, guys. We're just getting started. Yeah, you're going to like this.
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo, the best way to sell tech.
There it is right there, guys. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The information is right there. It's below. It's in the chat. And if you're not watching this, well, then go back and listen to it, guys, so you can hear it. But, guys, thank you, guys. Today's episode that I have been waiting on, and I can't even begin to get started with this, guys. Today's episode title, if you have not caught it, is Knock Your Socks Off. Yeah, today's episode is intended to knock your socks off. Today's title is intended to knock your socks off. And I know you're probably wondering, where in the world is Travis going to go with that one? Don't worry, guys. I promise you, we'll dive right into it. But before we get started and bring my guests on, I want to say this. There are things we expect, and we can prepare for those things that we expect. If you're expecting someone to come pick you up at 7 o'clock, you'll be prepared and you'll be ready by 7 o'clock. If you're expecting your favorite television show to come on at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you're prepared and you're ready for that. So there's some things that we are prepared, that we can expect, and that we are prepared for them. There's some things that we actually look forward to and become excited over. If it's Christmas coming up, we get excited. How do you feel when you know Christmas is coming up? Or how do you feel when you have your birthday is coming up? And I understand that's not always an exciting moment for someone. But what about those things that you do get excited over? What about those things that you do get excited for? And it's hard to contain that excitement because you are expecting it. You're looking forward to it. Man, that makes me feel good. And then there are those things that can catch us off guard and happen without any notice and little to no warning. There are those things that really catch us by surprise and knock our socks off. Guys, our special guest today, that's right, two, our special guest today, guys, know a little something about being surprised by life. How, and once they are, they learn how to just keep stepping. Guys, do me a favor. I want you to give a huge TMG welcome for the owners of John's Crazy Socks, John and Mark Cronin. What's up, John and Mark? How you doing?
Hi, Trevor. Wow. Wow. What an amazing intro. Wow. Thank you so much for having us on your podcast.
Guys, listen. John matches my energy. So I'm sorry if we go off the rails. We just gonna have to go off the rails. You gonna just have to hold on because John is matching me. What's up, John? How you doing, my man?
Good.
We are so happy to be here, Travis. You are lifting us all up.
Man, I'm excited to be here. Listen, guys, y'all don't know this, but from our very first conversation before the show, man, we just hit it off. We hit it off like we were been knowing each other for 30 years. And, man, it has been a wonderful energy. We all have been on pins and needles for this episode. We've all been on pins and needles for this show. So you might have to just pardon our excitement because it's going to show. It's going to show. John and Mark, man, I'm ready. I'm ready for this one.
Are you ready, boy?
I am ready. I'm second time in.
I told you, John mops my energy, man. I told you, you guys, you just got to be ready for this one. You just got to be ready. I'm excited to see both of you here. I know you guys got to keep a busy schedule. Mark, John, I appreciate both of you taking time off your busy schedule to be here with me today. I really do.
Well, we're all busy, Travis, but we're so appreciative that you have us on this podcast. This is such a great podcast. We've been listening to your episodes. Boy, you do bring the energy. You bring the house down.
Yeah, this is the best podcast ever.
Say that again, John. They didn't hear you, man. Say it again.
Because this podcast is the best podcast ever.
That's what I'm talking about, John. Represent. Let them know. But today's episode, guys, is entitled Knock Your Socks Off. And we're going to dive into this Knock Your Socks Off. Mark and John, both of you, you both know a thing or two about things knocking your socks off. Mark, please help me out, man. I know you guys pretty well. The audience don't know you guys pretty well. Please, if you will, introduce yourselves a little and tell us a little bit about your incredible story.
Well,
I start. Hi, everyone. I'm John. This is my partner, my dad, Mark. We are Sean's Crazy Socks.
John's Crazy Socks.
Yes.
What's our mission?
Spreading happiness.
Spreading happiness. So, Travis, we're trying to bring some happiness to your audience today.
Absolutely. I love it, man. I love it. And you're already doing it. You both have these infectious smiles and this infectious energy about you. I don't see how anyone who gets around either of you could not be happy, how their attitude could not be changed, and how they could not want to be better humans and better people all together, man. How did you get what? I got to hear about your incredible story. I know about it. Tell us, guys, about your incredible story, Mark. I know it. Tell us a little bit about your story, guys.
Well, we'll tell you about John's Crazy Socks. So come with us.
Go. Yes.
To the fall of 2016.
And our,
story starts in a small log cabin in the woods.
No.
It starts on suburban Long Island in a town called Huntington outside New York City. And where were you, buddy?
I was at a Huntington High School. I'm going to be my last year of school.
So John had started his last year of school.
I did.
Like everybody else, John was trying to figure out what comes next.
Right.
I look at shop, program, and school. I can't find career I'm saying I don't like.
Now, John, for your audience, you should know John has Down syndrome.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And this is an unfortunate reality that John ran into. There just aren't enough opportunities for people with Down syndrome or with differing abilities. But Travis, John here, like much of your audience, John is a natural entrepreneur.
Yeah, I am.
You know?
What?
Sees a problem and turns that into an opportunity.
I did.
Whoa. Are you kidding me?
You didn't see a job you wanted. What'd you say?
I said, I want to create one. I want to make one. I told my partner I was going to build with him a nice father and son business together.
Which is very cool.
Wow.
My son coming to me saying, Dad, I want to go into business with you.
I did.
And Travis, you know, I know you've got kids. I got three sons.
Yes, you are.
This is one I can work with.
Yeah.
So, okay. There we are. We're going to go into business together.
Right.
Well, John, you know, like a lot of entrepreneurs, John had a lot of ideas.
Yeah, I got smoke in my ears.
Right? When he thinks hard, smoke comes out his ears. But not every idea is a good idea.
Right.
What was one of your ideas for a business?
Well, I meant a food truck. I saw a great movie about chefs. I wanted the actor named Sean Farrow. It's a movie about father and son starting a food truck.
So a food truck. Think about it, folks.
That was a good idea.
Everybody loves a food truck.
I have my favorite food truck that I go to.
And what do they serve?
They sell Mexican food.
Okay.
I love it.
You're a big fan of what type of food?
Oh, I like pork. I love barbecue.
Barbecue, right?
Oh, I love barbecue too. John, my wife would tell you, I'm a barbecue fanatic, and I could eat barbecue all day. I could, if she let me.
I've seen him do that.
Yes.
You know. So we're thinking, what could we make? Where would we put our food truck?
Right.
But we ran into a problem.
Oh, we can't cook.
Yeah, we can't cook. So
stop. Wait a minute. You want a food truck, but neither of you can cook.
Right, so it wasn't going to be a food truck.
That wasn't going to work.
We're good at eating.
But we're good at eating, yes. But then, right before Thanksgiving.
I had plenty of ideas.
He has his eureka moment.
I did. I went south, crazy socks, like knock your socks off. I said,
Why socks?
It's fun. It's colorful. It's rare. It always let me be me. I want crazy socks, knock your socks off. I travel around look for those socks.
We used to, be hunting for these crazy socks for John. We go looking for them. So we figured this. If John loved them that much, other people would too.
Absolutely.
And we could find those people. So at that point, we decided to go the lean startup route. No business plan, not a lot of sitting around thinking, let's get something up and running, and our customers will let us know.
Yep, they will.
John, you already had the name.
I got a name. I told a website. Come idea.
He had the idea. We'll sell online. He had the name John's Crazy Socks.
Uh-huh.
And I tried, Travis. I tried getting Mark in there, and he said no.
I said no.
It's John's Crazy Socks.
It fits.
Because he was crazy about these socks. So we built a website. We got a little bit of inventory.
Yes.
The only marketing we did, and I see you know, you're great marketing your podcast. We set up a Facebook page, and I would take out my cell phone,
uh-huh,
and we made videos. And who do you think was in those videos?
Travis, I John. Am in the video. I guess what, Travis? Socks! Socks! Socks!
No one wanted to see you, Mark.
No. He's the star of the show.
I am the star.
So we opened in mid-December. What day did we open?
We opened on Friday, December 9th, 2016.
And we didn't know what to expect. But that first day, we got what felt like a flood of orders. We got 42 orders. And most of them were local, which made sense. We lived in Huntington. He was in the high school.
Yeah, I did.
Temporary office space. So how did we decide to deliver those first orders?
Our home deliveries. We get red boxes.
What?
And I put a sock in the box. I put a dick in the railroad. I put candy.
So we got these red boxes. We got the socks. We got his thank you note. We got bags of Hershey's Kisses.
Oh, man.
Loaded up the car. And we drove around, and you knocked on doors delivering socks.
I did. Customer response. They love the socks. And they love me. And I said the foils on social media where I get a spread.
So this is December. We're up in New York. It gets cold and dark early in December.
It gets cold in New York.
Right? So we're up there, we're driving up the houses, he's getting out, knocking on the door, and I see him going inside. I'm sitting in the car, in the dark, it's getting cold, where's John? He's inside drinking hot chocolate, he's telling stories, he's taking pictures, while Dad's out freezing in the car. But at the end of that month, really 2 weeks, we had shipped 452 orders, and we had something. You know, we didn't know how big it would get. We didn't know how fast it would grow, but we knew we had something because you learn by doing.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
We learned one,
people want to buy socks. Two, people want socks from me.
They wanted to buy from John. They related to John. They like the fact of that personal touch, of the thank you note and the candy. They like the fact we had already pledged 5% of our earnings to the Special Olympics. Because you got to give back.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And we were surprised by something. We heard from a lot of people who had a very emotional response because they saw a young man with Down syndrome starting his own business.
Wow.
But Travis, you know this too. You learn by doing. Think about how much you've learned with your podcast.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
And we've learned that this young man.
This is old man.
This old man. We can sell socks.
You like that?
Oh, thank you, son.
Yeah, popcorn.
But where are we today? So when we started, it was just the two of us.
Yeah, uh-huh.
We had 37 different socks. Mm. How many different socks do we have today?
Today, we have 4,000 different socks and resources.
4,000.
You know what that means?
I own the world or the stock stuff.
John owns the world's largest stock.
Yeah.
We've been able to create 34 jobs.
Wow.
22 of those are held by people with different abilities.
I
we have
that.
Now shipped, you know, your audience is worldwide. We have shipped over 475,000 packages.
Good grief.
89 different countries. John here has donated over $800,000 to our charity partners. And you like to say,
a shit getting started.
Just getting started.
Guys, listen, let me tell you something, everybody. First of all, congratulations on all of that.
Thank you.
Because all of that embodies what we're talking about today. Everything you just said, guys, knocks our socks off. That is amazing. John, let me tell you this, John, man. Your drive and your ability to not quit and to not give up is amazing. I like the way, John, that you did not quit. When you were looking for a job, Mark, you know what he did? He created his job. Now, here you are, and you reach back and you help someone else. Man, let me just take a moment to clap for you, John. Let me clap for you, John. Let me clap for you, man. That's amazing. Mark, as his dad, let me clap for you, because parents sometimes have an opportunity to push our kids in one direction or another, and you did not allow situations to interpret your perception of things. You said, this young man wants to create a job. This young man wants to create a future. And you stood behind him and you did it. You did that, man. That was absolutely incredible, Mark.
Well, we are the fortunate ones. I'm fortunate to have a great partner. We're fortunate to do what we get to do. And what's our mission, pal?
Spreading happiness.
Spreading happiness. But John will tell you, what are the two keys to happiness?
Only matter today, Travis, is gratitude. And two for others.
Gratitude and two for others.
That's
it. We're so fortunate to get to do what we do. We have to show that gratitude in everything we do. And we know the more we do for others, the better off we are.
Absolutely.
And that drives everything we do.
Wow. Man, that's incredible. I got to ask you this. Knowing everything, after hearing your story, everybody thinks, when you hear a person's story, Mark, people always think that a person's story begins at the highlights. They think a person's story begins at the beautiful parts. They always think the story begins and happily ever after. I don't know a story that begins at happily ever after. It might. But what are some of the things that were going through your mind? You mentioned John was diagnosed with Down syndrome. What were some things that were kind of going through your mind when your son was diagnosed with Down syndrome?
Well, let's go back to the day he was born. So John was our third son. He was born in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
It was an emergency C-section. We did not know that John would be born with Down syndrome. Here's how we found out. The OB came in, it was a covering OB, came in and looked at my wife and myself and said, I'm so sorry. I have bad news for you. It appears that your son may have a slight case of Down syndrome. Now, you parents out there, you know The only thing we should hear upon the birth of our child is congratulations. And yet, here was this negativity, and we looked at her and said, what are you talking about? It wasn't denying the fact. It was, this is our son. We're going to celebrate him. And there was an adjustment. That first day, I remember being in the hospital, and, you know, when you have a child born, I'm in New York, even though I'm a Met fan, you could think that your child could grow up and play center field for the New York Yankees, right?
Yes.
So DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle, and your boy.
Well, you're a Mets fan.
I'm a Met fan, and I'm telling you that. And yet, that first day, we had a close relative come in, and I know she meant well. And she said, you know, someday, they're doing more now. Maybe he could grow up and push a broom at Burger King. And I got up and I left the room and I went out in the hallway and I cried. Don't tell me what my son can't do. And early on, we were consumed with medical challenges.
Right, right.
And John, like about 10% of people born with Down syndrome, he had an incomplete intestine. On day three of his life, he needed intestinal bypass surgery. We didn't know if he could survive the operation. We brought a Catholic priest into the NICU to baptize him.
Wow.
And John, he did survive, but he was also like about 50% of people born with Down syndrome. He was born with a significant heart defect. He had two holes in his heart. You've got at least one grandchild there, Trev. I'll give you an idea of what it was like. When John was born, he weighed 6 pounds, 6 ounces.
Oh, wow.
Hard to imagine you were that small.
I am.
3 months later, he weighed 6 pounds, 5 ounces. He couldn't grow because his heart couldn't keep up.
Correct.
And he ended up in full congestive heart failure. I held my little boy in my arms. He was literally turning blue and needed open heart surgery. Again, we didn't know if he could survive the operation, but he couldn't live without it. And he did, right? And as he went on, and check this out. John couldn't talk. Couldn't talk. What did you do? How did you communicate?
I silent switch.
What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Did you know you can save money with the McDonald's app every single day? Yeah, I was surprised too. Deals every day right at your fingertips. I love a good deal, but the McDonald's app takes gaming the system to a whole new level. Just the other day, I treated myself to a 10-piece chicken nugget for only a dollar. Yeah, you heard that right. Just $1. All you have to do is order in the app. And get this, you can grab that deal once a week through December 2nd. The first time I discovered the deals in the app, I was honestly shook. I had to tell my whole group chat about it, and now we're always comparing who got the best app deal of the week. Plus, ordering ahead, total game changer, especially when I need a quick lunch or a treat after a long day. So why wait? Save money every day with the McDonald's app. Download it, get those deals, and treat yourself. You deserve it. Valid through December 2nd, 2024 at participating McDonald's. Offer valid one time per week. excludes delivery, and you must opt into rewards. So go check out McDonald's deals.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Sign language and an assisted voice. So a lot of it, you know, the pressure on the outside of the challenges, and we ask people this, we tell, share this story and say, what could become of that child? What could that child do in our world?
Right.
And the answer is, he could grow up to change the world. He now runs the world's largest sock store. John was named EY Entrepreneur of the Year. John has spoken at the United Nations, recorded TEDx talks. We've testified twice before the U.S. Congress. And wow. We need to add, we were not subpoenaed either time.
So we voluntarily went.
Right? John, and that's, I think that's part of your show. Tell me something good. Look at the possibilities in each of us.
Exactly.
Look at what we can do. And look at the possibilities in everybody we meet. You know, John, at one point, couldn't talk. Now, he's a paid, sought-after speaker. We travel the country doing keynote speeches. Look at what's possible.
Wow. When you talk about knocking your socks off, when you talk about that, man, I listened to you, Mark and John, about John's diagnosis. His birth happened in the middle of the night. Knock your socks off. When they come in and give you the information and the diagnosis of your son, that's supposed to be an exciting time, as most parents, knocks your socks off. You hear this information, and I get the relatives, they probably meant something good. They probably came from a good place. Knocked your socks off, and you guys kept stepping, even though some would say you started on a negative. You started behind the eight ball, and you started with negative information. Things knocked your socks off, and you guys had every right to be angry with life, every right to be upset and frustrated. And here you are giving back to the world, a world that was not designed. It's just not designed to fit anybody with differing abilities. Let's just be honest. This world is not designed to fit anyone with differing abilities. And here you are giving back to this world that was just as much chew us up and spit us out. And let me say this to you real quick. Mark, you said John was born with two holes in his heart, right? Well, let me help you guys out. I was born with a hole in my heart. I was. And it did not close up. They had to wait. I was underweight, like John. I was underweight. They had to wait until I was 3 years old, guys, in order to perform open heart surgery with me. And they said, well, we're not sure what kind of life quality of life you're going to have. And they said, well, you know, he may live around 40 years old. I'm 54. Never tell me what I can't do.
Right. Look at the possibilities.
Never.
Don't. You know, and listen, it's part of what we share. That life can be hard.
Yeah.
Life can knock you down. And when you get knocked down, well, you can cry about it. You know, we work with, you know, sometimes we work with high school students and say, you know, you can maybe go to mom and dad or go to a teacher. But in the end, you got to get up and you got to find a way to put that one foot forward in front of the other.
Yep.
And that's your choice.
Correct.
Right? You have the authority over your life, which means you have responsibility over your life. And there are all those people in this world that will tell you how hard something is and
yep.
why it's, you can't do something or this isn't going to happen. And then there are those people that roll up their sleeves and say, what do we do next? What do we do now? And unfortunately, you know, we've all had those moments. You've had it when you were an infant.
Yep.
You know, we'll share with you, we told the story of starting John's Crazy Socks. You know, what people frequently don't ask, most people don't ask, well, where were you, Mark?
Yeah.
So let me tell you that part. I had been working with my wife. That had become our family business. She was an attorney. And without going into, you know, we don't have to go into lots of details. It turned out she had done something wrong. She had done something you can't do. What she had done was dipped into some client funds and she didn't put it back. When I found that out, we went and apologized, confessed to the client, started paying the client back. Mm-hmm. But on Columbus weekend of 2016, that fall, on that Saturday, she got a letter from the Bar Association, from the Discipline Committee, saying charges have been filed against you. How do you respond? And we knew the gig was up.
Yeah.
When the office opened on Tuesday, we closed the business down. That afternoon, two detectives showed up at our office, and on Friday, she turned herself in. So we were there. We had just lost the family business, had no income, didn't know what was going to happen to my wife, didn't know what the future held. And we held together and said, we're just going to find a way. And in the midst of that, John came and said, Dad, I want to go into business with you.
Yeah, I did.
And I was immediately starting some new businesses. And I heard John asking me for help. But you know what? You know what John was really doing? He was coming to help me, to save me. John was coming to say, Dad, I believe in you, and we'll find a way forward. Yep. And here we are, 8 years later. My wife did go to jail. She spent 8 months in jail. But she's better and stronger today, healthier and happier. Good.
Awesome.
The family is better off.
Awesome.
Here we are. Nothing can defeat us. Nothing.
Man.
And again, I'm so grateful that we have this opportunity. So grateful to work with a partner like John. And the more we do for others, the better off we are.
Man, let me tell you something. First of all, that added piece of what you shared with us, man, it speaks to your determination not to quit in the face of adversity. It speaks to your you've had things that knocked your socks off, that many people will quit, give up, turn away, say, I'm just going to throw my hands up. It, to everybody that's listening, and it doesn't matter whether you're listening in the United Kingdom or Canada or Germany, or Vietnam or the Philippines. It doesn't matter where you are listening, or right here in the United States. Let me just get the camera real close. Things will happen to all of us. Trouble knows each of our addresses, whether you live in a house or you live in a hut. It does not matter. What matters is how you will respond. The way that you respond to what happens to you. I don't care where you are right now in life. If you hear this story, if you're hearing this real story and you say, well, too much has happened to me for me to keep on. Too much has happened to me for me to take another step. Too much has happened for me to even think about continuing. Man, when you hear stories like this, things will come. Things will happen that will knock your socks off. Listen, when I learned this, John, when something knocks my socks off, put them back on and pull them up. Yeah, sometimes You just need to put them back on and pull them up. And some of us right now, John, Mark, we're dealing with some things where it's kind of tough. It's kind of hard. We didn't expect to be where we are in life right now. We didn't expect things to be the way they are. And here it is. You guys went through this traumatic situation, and John came in and rescued you. John helped save you. You were helping, thinking you're helping him, like you said, but he really was helping you. And it makes me wonder, Mark, how many things in life, how many things are there in life in which we want to abandon, that we want to see as a problem that really is the solution to the problem that we have? And here it is, your wonderful son. Your wonderful son came in and brought a solution to what had knocked your socks off.
Everything. Everything is part of the tuition we pay to just.
Oh, I love it.
Right?
I love it.
Here's an example. I've started run other businesses. You may not know about new Gutenberg software. We published Baseball for Windows 94.
Wow.
We got rave reviews and lost every penny we had. But if I didn't do that, we wouldn't have John's crazy socks.
Socks, exactly.
Right? Or you don't know the impact that someone else can have on your life.
Correct.
What you can have on their life. I'll share another story. I got lots of stories. I recently tracked down a professor I had in college.
Uh-huh.
It was my sophomore year. And he called me into his office and said, Mark, you haven't applied for the honors program. And I did a double take. Surely he's talking to somebody else.
I know you're talking to me about the honors program.
And I was not a soft, lovable character my sophomore year of college. This was 1977, and different day and age. And I walked out of there thinking, well, I'm not applying for this. I'll show you, I'm really not that smart. This was the head of the program saying that I should apply. But ultimately I did, and I was accepted.
Well, congratulations.
It turned out to be a wonderful learning experience. But jump ahead almost 10 years from then. And I was working for a congressman in New York City and decided I wanted to go to graduate school. I wanted to go get some more education and work in some field of public policy.
Okay.
And I thought the way to do that was to go to law school. But I got something in the mail from the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard. And I said, oh, this seems really great. But once again, how am I going to get in freaking Harvard? Well, I applied and I was accepted. It was a two-year program, and the second year I served on the admissions committee. And that's when I found out that an essential part of me getting in that school was being in that honors program. So Father Gregory Carlson, a Jesuit priest, he was the professor. I look back on that, and his act of generosity, he didn't have to do that. His act of generosity to try to help me and say, this would be good for you. That altered the course of my life. And all he did was talk to me on a random afternoon. But think about the impact we can have on somebody else's life. And if we let them, the impact others can have on our life. And I was glad I was able to track him down. He's a professor emeritus at Creighton University in Omaha. But think in your life, Travis, of people who have given you a hand, who have boosted you
up. Yep.
And then that creates an obligation on our part, right?
Yep.
To help others, to pay it forward, as it were.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We we all have arrived where we are with some help. Yeah, and yeah. We all are standing on the shoulders of others.
Yes,
and we don't, and it's no matter how great we are, whatever we achieve, we're all standing on the shoulders of others. I heard you just mention something earlier, though. I heard you guys have been to Congress. You guys with Congress TEDx shows and different things like that. Now, you guys use your platform to advocate for change for individuals with differing abilities. What are some of those things that you have discussed when you're talking to Congress and other companies and corporations in your talks? What are some of those things you've discussed and changes that you would like to see?
Well, in general, let me put it in some context.
Yeah, in general.
We've made great strides in the medical arena.
Okay.
A good example of that. And we've made great strides in the educational front.
Okay.
Now there are variations state to state. So here's what happens. You're healthy and you turn 18, you turn 21, you finish with school. And then there's a big nothing. So really the next frontier is this combination of jobs, housing, and community. So we advocate for people to be able to get jobs.
Right.
And then be able to hold on to more of their earnings. So I'll give you some examples. The Fair Labor Standard Act of 1938 is a great piece of American legislation. It created the 40-hour work week. It created overtime. It eliminated child labor. But Section 14C allows employers to pay people with a disability less than minimum wage.
Wow.
There are people in this country being paid as little as 5 cents an hour. This is outrageous. Now, in 1938, John would not have survived childhood. That surgery you had when you were three, that he had.
Absolutely not.
And if he did, we would have been told, put him in an institution.
Correct.
It's not 1938. We are well past that.
Exactly.
It is outrageous that this country has a law that says to people, you are less than fully human.
Wow. And that's what it says.
It's just like the floor in the original Constitution.
Yep.
Said, well, certain people are only 3/5 of human. It's the same damn thing.
It's the same thing.
So we go down to Washington on that. Here's another example. Many of our colleagues collect SSI. They're dependent on that benefit.
Right.
You get a cash grant, but the more important part is you get medical coverage.
Okay.
And SSI, Medicaid, Medicare will cover more than private insurance. So that's really important. Well, there are a whole bunch of issues. To qualify, you have to have a disability. Your income has to be below a certain level, and your assets have to be below a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
That asset level is $2,000 and was set in 1989. Where were you in 1989? And can you imagine if you started a job then and you had not had a raise?
I know, right?
And it gets worse than that. Okay, so the asset level is $2,000.
Wow.
If you marry somebody who's also an SSI, this should be simple, right? 2,000 plus 2,000 would be 4,000.
Right. At least that's what matters.
But it's not. Congress made 2 plus 2 equal 3. It's $3,000. This was set in 1989. It hasn't changed since. So we have been knocking on doors saying, just raise it to $10,000. Because you're knocking people off the rolls. You're telling them you can't work. So those are two big bills we push. We want to break the connection between income and these benefits.
Correct.
Because we have people that are forced to choose between work and their benefits. We don't want anyone to make that choice. We need them in the workforce.
Yeah. So
Those are the types of things. But here's another one. And there's a bill. It takes it so hard to get something through Congress now. People were getting knocked off transplant list simply because they had a disability.
What?
That ought to be illegal.
Why would that be a thing?
Because they think you're less than human. Come and tell my son he's less than human. How outrageous is that? Right? So That's some of what we do. And some of it is just more attitudinal of, look what people can do. When John stands in front of them, it changes people's minds. When they hear about what our colleagues can do, it changes people's minds. So, you know, we'll talk to anybody about this. We're not right wing, left wing, progressive, conservative, up wing or down wing. You know, last Sunday morning, we're recording this on a Tuesday. It's Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
You got to keep me straight here. On Sunday morning, we appeared on Fox and Friends. And we've been on that show a number of times. And I've got friends all along the political spectrum. And I have some, oh, that's great, you're on Fox and Friends. And I have others, how dare you go on Fox and Friends? Like, you got to understand, we'll go on any show.
We just want to get a story out.
Get the word out. Look what people can do, right? We want to let them know about you and our colleagues.
Yes.
Wow. Man, guys, those are some 5 cents. We could talk all day about that. That's incredible that something like that even exists on paper as a law for anyone to do. And if you work, you should keep your money, period.
Yeah. And we have been very fortunate. Look, you've invited us on your podcast. How fortunate are we? And that creates an obligation on our part to speak up.
And we're glad that you are speaking up, because this podcast is heard on so many different platforms and so many areas and around the world, definitely here in the United States. And what you're saying, your words are not falling on deaf ears. People do listen to the show. And someone's going to hear this show, and they're going to say, you know what? Hey, that makes it right now, Mark, there's someone in the very situation that you're in, and there's someone, I got a cousin that's like that, or I've been fighting for the same thing. Or so you're echoing someone else's concerns right now. And right now, both of you, someone is saying, thank you for standing up for my cousin. Thank you for standing up for my mother or my father or my uncle. Thank you for standing up for my niece. You're standing up not just for John and your colleagues. There are thousands of people around this country right now, John, they're saying thank you for standing up for us.
Well, and I understand something. The two of us, we're a couple of knuckleheads selling something. If we can do this, anybody can do it. You know, I'll share another anecdote or story. Back in the summer of our lost innocence, 2001, I drove around this country with my two older boys, a friend of mine and his son. And when we got to Memphis, we visited the Civil Rights Museum, which is in the Lorraine Motel where Dr. King was shot.
Right.
We were going through my boys, and I was talking about, you know, why, how personally moving this was. And one of my personal heroes is Rosa Parks.
All right.
Because Miss Parks showed us what an individual could do. And in that museum, they had a mock-up of the bus she rode. And I had my boys sit in that seat so they would understand the power of the individual, the obligation we have to say we can make this world a better place.
That's right.
To believe it can be better, but we can't leave that to others. We have to do it ourselves. You're doing it with your podcast. You are lifting it up. You are showing a better way forward. We have this opportunity, but then it becomes an obligation.
Correct. And that's what it is. I think it is each of our obligations to give back to this world. I think it's all of our obligation to try to make the next person better. I think we are obligated to do that, because it has nothing to do with what your situation is or what situation you were born in. It's about what you can do. It's not about whether you can do this grand thing that everyone can see. If you just make one person better that day, Maybe someone in your neighborhood, someone in your village, someone in your town, someone in your city, someone you go to school with, someone you work with, one person, someone you meet at the grocery store, at the gas station, one person. We have an obligation to pass that along. Guys, let me ask you a question. John's crazy socks. John's crazy socks. Okay, so I know, John, you like crazy socks. I like wearing crazy socks also. See, there's a lot of similarities between us, John. There's a lot. So John's crazy socks. How in the world can anybody get a look at your socks? How can they view your socks? Where can we go to see your socks, John? Where can we go?
Where can they find us, buddy?
I'll go at johnscrazysocks.com.
It's johnscrazysocks.com. No apostrophe in there. johnscrazysocks.com. Plus, we're on every social media platform, right? Just do a search for John's Crazy Socks. John, you love dancing on TikTok, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, he's out there. He's busy spreading happiness. Also, if there's somebody out there that we can help or you want to reach out to me, you can do it through our website or also on LinkedIn. I'm the only Mark X Cronin on LinkedIn. You can come out there and... you can come to our website. You can join John's dance party.
Yes.
John hosts an online dance party every Tuesday afternoon. All right. We have our own podcast. What's that called?
Spread Happiness.
The Spreading Happiness Podcast. It's lots of ways to find us.
I'm looking at your website now. This is it right here.
Yep.
This is John's crazy socks right here. Man, look at these. Look at these socks. I like these right here.
Yeah, those are.
I was on here earlier. I could see where you can actually customize your socks.
Well, I see that we have designed some custom socks for you.
I was supposed to be a secret.
I'm supposed to be a secret. You got to give me a list of the secrets.
It was a secret. Yeah, I was thinking about I'm going to customize some socks. You blew the cover, man. You blew my cover.
I apologize. Got to tell me what the secret
is. No worries.
I'll tell you a time when I was at a family wedding and I don't want to cause trouble. I caused trouble. there was a relative at the wedding who was, she's suffering from dementia. And this was kind of early on. And so her daughter had decided that she would get her some pot, some marijuana, because this would help her with her sunsetting. So we're at the wedding when between the ceremony and the party, we're back at her house. And I say, so how are things going with your mom? And, is the pot working? And the next thing I know, I got two people screaming at me. That's a secret. You're not supposed to say anything about that. And I'm like, wait, time out. You got to give me a list of the secrets. I don't know what the secrets are.
So, Mark, you're good at spilling the secrets. So there we go. Don't tell Mark a secret, guys. Never tell Mark a secret.
No. If you tell me it's a secret, I'll keep it. But I have to know it's a secret.
I don't know. I think I'd rather tell my secrets to John. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll leave it to John. John, let me ask you a question, my friend. I know you guys got to get out of here. I want to ask you this question, John. What is something, there's a lot of people listening, John, and there's people watching. So, John, what is something that you want to say to people to let them know how to just keep trying when they feel like giving up?
My advice for you guys today, follow your heart, follow your dreams, work hard, so you can do.
Pretty good.
Very, very well spoken. Very well spoken. And guys, let me tell you something. This, look at this. I love that. I love that. And we talk about knocking your socks off. This episode, you both have knocked our socks off. I knew this was going to be good. I had no idea how impactful your story was going to be. I had no idea to the depth that it would be. Guys, let me tell you this. Thank you, both of you. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Thank you so much, Mark. Is there anything you want to say before we get out of here? Yeah, I know. He summed it all up. Guys, let me go ahead and get out of here, guys. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere, guys. Guys, it's about that time. And as always, it's been a real blast. Listen, don't forget to tune in right here each week, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, every Thursday to listen to the show. Or you can stream it on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, and so many more. Guys, I got to get out of here. But as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here, y'all. I got to go. Peace.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.